with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Welcome along to Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. Podcast time!
Yoo-hoo!
We could talk about something that we didn't talk about on the show today.
What's that?
Your WhatsApp this morning.
Oh. yeah. So, this morning I arrived to work and I was sitting in my car and I was like, there's something not right. And I looked around me and I was like, oh my God, I've forgotten my stuff. So I had to drive home. So,
hang on a second now, back up. Well, reverse park now for a second. What stuff are you talking about? Come on.
My snacks and my sparkling water. It's just, I feel like I wouldn't be able to do my job without my snacks. They're like emotional support snacks.
Okay, that's understandable. That's fine.
So I drove home and I got my snacks and I drove back. And I wasn't late. I was on time. It was a bit rushed.
It was tight.
It was tight.
Yeah.
But I'm a professional.
But like, there's literally a shop open 24 hours, like 2 minutes from the station.
I wasn't thinking.
Oh, are you tired over there?
I'm
oh
so
my
tired.
God.
I wasn't thinking.
No, you got to think more along the lines of that now, innit?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know. But anyway, all's well that ends well. I had my snacks. And I mean, I shouldn't have bothered because I came in, went into the kitchen and there was an array of beautiful cakes and brownies and cookies and all kinds of delicious sweet treats there.
We had a show, we had a station bake-off yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. I am going to fill my boots with the stuff left in the kitchen.
And there was one left there especially with your name on
it
as well.
I know, that was so nice. Shane left it there for Una.
A jelly cake sponge.
I gobbled that right up.
Yeah, it was
delish.
Lovely. All right, let's get into it. We had a chat about how we were feeling from the night before.
The day after of what went down last night in Prague. We are all feeling very deflated. We were all at home, except Donald was in the pub, not sitting in the toilet, and all the bad luck came from him.
My fault, yeah.
And I would say, though, just to have been there on the build-up would have been absolutely magic.
Magic, yeah.
But we were there, but iRadio's Leah was there. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Leah, are you there? She's there somewhere now. Where can she hear us? Leah, can you hear us?
She's left.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, there you are.
There you go.
Leah, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a bit hoarse and tired, but I'm good.
Okay, so you went to Prague. Did you have tickets for the game or did you just go for the support in the city and the crack or what's going on?
No, we didn't have tickets for the game. Ourselves and about, I'd say, 15,000 other people were just here for the crack. And we certainly did have it until we didn't.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that it was just so close after we got the second goal in the first half, or the own goal, I think we were all planning our trips to America. I certainly was.
Yeah, the whole pub we were in were just absolutely buzzing until penalties, and then everybody left. There was a mass exodus after that penalty.
Oh, really? So there wasn't like nobody kind of. I know, obviously, there's going to be like this feeling sorry for ourselves feeling throughout the whole country, but like, was there no kind of like continuous partying anyway that we had been successful until that point?
No, everyone was just so depressed. Oh, everyone just left, and the chipper was packed, and everyone was just on a real low level.
What do you mean you don't do garlic cheese chips? What's wrong with you?
Look, I mean, I just watching the fans in the match last night, you're the best fans in the world. Like, they kept on chanting.
Oh yeah.
And did you notice that every time an Irish player went up to take a penalty, they had this weird sound?
It sounded like an ambulance.
Yes, it sounded like an ambulance.
Yeah.
But it only happened when the Irish players were going up to take their penalty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, that's mean.
Oh, rematch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rematch. Uh-huh. That's very unfair. And there was a lot of lads diving on the ground who pretended their eyes scraped and stuff like that.
Oh, stop the lights.
None of that nonsense. Get off.
Yeah.
And Donald didn't stay in the toilet for the whole game
that's
either.
That's what happened, Leah.
Which is bad luck for us, you know?
He was on the toilet for the first two goals.
If they could put a team through for support alone, I think we'd be going to the World Cup. But unfortunately, unless FIFA want to bring in that. Yeah, it's over.
Isn't that gas? Like nearly the capacity of that stadium of supporters went from Ireland to go and support their team, and only 1,000 tickets were available, which is just absolutely
incredible. It's mad.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We are the best supporters in the world. Unfortunately, it didn't happen for us. Next time, Europeans maybe.
Well, there's controversy over that as well. Yeah, but you look at. I mean, a lot of those young players haven't even had game time in weeks with their clubs and stuff. So, what they did to go on and perform that well, we should be so proud of them.
We're really
sure. They're our heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's going to start crying.
I'm tired and emotional. Oh my God, yeah.
Well, Leah, enjoy the ride. Are you going to make a weekend out of it, or are you going to get on the plane and get home now today, or what's the crack?
Yeah, we're actually travelling to Berlin today and flying home from there. So we're going to enjoy the weekend in Berlin.
All right. Oh, lovely. Okay, enjoy. Enjoy the train journey. It's cool.
I'll be back to work on Monday.
You will.
You'll be shattered. You'll be wrecked.
Well, thank you so much for getting up at this time in the morning after being in Prague last night. And enjoy the rest of the trip and safe journey home, all right?
Thanks, Super News.
Bye, Leah. Bye.
You can check out Leah as well with Dave and Finn and the group chat here on iRadio. Listen, it didn't happen for us. We're absolutely devastated. And, you know, as fans and supporters, obviously, of the team, we're here for everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Pardon?
I was. I thought we'd be singing. Dun, 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 dun. Congratulations.
No, unfortunately, not.
No, it wasn't to be.
No,
look.
But we moseyed on with the show. We got stuck into it, and we tried to bring the mood of the nation up, and we did. Our survey says 23% of people say this is the first thing that they do when they get home. Oh my God! Look at that yawn.
Sorry, I am so sorry. I can't. You know when a yawn comes, though, I don't want to stifle it because it's not good for you.
Do you know you should blame the match last night?
Yeah, because I was up late watching the match last night. Yeah,
it was 11 o'clock when I went to bed.
Shocking. Yeah,
unreal. Like.
And I'll have to go and get my nails done now because I bit the shellac off over the match last night. Cost me money.
Donald, what's this crack? What's going on, man? What are we going to answer on 087-1102-107 for our survey says this morning?
Today, 23% of people say this is the first thing they do when they get home from work. What is it?
I don't know. Like, I suppose the first thing I do is, how's it going? Give my wife a kiss and sit down and see how her day was.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
Yeah, that's the first thing I do.
That's very good for you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
It's not the answer.
That's very good for you.
Yeah. I don't have anyone there at home when I get there. So it's like, hello, wall.
You got your nan.
She's next door, but yeah, don't like to.
She's locked the door.
Yeah. Do not enter on the front door. Yeah.
Go sit in the toilet. Okay. Una, what do you reckon is the first thing that people do when they get home from work?
Well, this is probably going to be the wrong answer because only half the population do it.
Well, it's 23% is this, so.
Yeah, but I mean, is it take off your bra?
Oh, I do that, yeah.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, what a feeling. I mean, they're just so...
so?
I can't think of the word now.
Go on.
No, it's just... It's nice to live a life that's free. Do you know what I mean? They're just contained. And I just think that it should be acceptable to...
Well, why wouldn't it be acceptable?
Because it's just too...
So your housemates are just like... hello.
My housemates are my children.
Yeah, exactly. It's dinner time.
Oh God.
Okay, that's obviously not the answer.
Taking off your bra. Right. Yeah. Okay. Good guess though.
Let's get some guesses. 087-1102-107.
23% of people say this is the first thing they do when they get home from work.
What's the first thing you do? Could be the answer. What's the question we're trying to figure out the answer to this morning, Donald Scully?
23% of people say this is the first thing they do when they get home from work. What is that?
Is the first thing that people do when they get home is put the kettle on?
Put the kettle on. Sit down, talk to me. I've had a rough day.
Kettle's actually broken.
How long is it broken?
A couple of weeks now.
Jesus Christ. Did you notice straight away I knew that was the first thing to ask you?
Yeah. I know, I need to get a new one, yeah. Just,
if my kettle was broken today, I would go out today and buy one.
Yeah, same. I just don't operate like that. It just takes a while for me. I've got other things, you know, priorities.
Yeah, let's not get into your priorities. Is it?
It's not putting the kettle on now.
I'm not buying you a kettle, by the way. I'm not getting into a whole thing about buying a kettle for you.
I'm buying my own kettle.
You
I'm
won't.
Gonna buy a funky kettle.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I will. One that makes noises.
What? What do you mean?
What? Do you know the kettles that they whistle?
And do you have a stove that you can put the kettle on? Here we
As
go.
Is it like...
It's in...
I do. I have a gas stove.
You're gas.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. As the answer, put on your pajamas.
Woohoo! So, basically, we have loads of messages from people saying...
Good morning, Air Radio. Craig from Offaly.
Craig?
Just wondering, is it changing to comfy clothes, like jumping into PJs?
It's jumping into PJs, changing into comfy clothes. Majority of people sending that in.
The majority of people would be right, yeah. Changing to PJs or comfy clothes is the answer.
Way.
Yeah, 23% of people. Whoa. Imagine that. Yeah.
Second thing I do.
After taking the bra off.
Yeah, after taking the bra off. Then you're straight into the comfy clothes.
And then look at your kettle going, I wish somebody would replace you.
No.
I'm not going to do it.
No, I don't really have the grog because I'm not a tea drinker anymore. And so, no, I don't really miss the kettle. But I suppose if I had people over, they might miss the kettle. So yeah. I should really buy one.
Cool. Yeah. Great story.
Tell them to bring their own kettle, though.
Let's talk about it more in the podcast when there's more time.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
We move on to Rhymus, where we need to get a winner on a Friday because we need to give away the contents of your drawers. Something that was missing from the prize pack, which is usually promised, which I'm shocked about.
Purple snacks.
Yeah, where'd they go?
I have them. I only had one pack left, so I'm like, I can't part with that now. Can't part. So I swap seed for Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah, so who won them?
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
It's Friday. That means somebody is going to go away with a prize of the contents of Una's drawers. I have the bag right here.
And there's even more goodies in there.
In the drawer.
Because there was a bake-off. There is a bake-off in the office yesterday.
Loose slices of cake in here. Because I know there was a Victoria sponge with your name on it.
No, don't touch that. That was left for me. Did you see it?
Yeah,
for Una. Yeah. So that's mine.
It was fantastic. Come here, but who's going to win this morning? We've got a player, Nathan, on the phone in Bundoran. Good morning, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Really good. Thanks very much.
That is not a Bundoran accent I detect, Nathan.
No. From Birmingham originally.
Okay, Nathan, while we have you on the phone and while this music is on.
Apologies about this, Nathan.
Would you say a couple? I'm going to tell you a couple of lines and I want you to repeat the lines I tell you to say, okay? Yeah? Right?
Okay.
Firstly, you say, my name is Tommy Shelby. Go on, say it.
My name's Tommy Shelby.
Jesus.
Got to say it with a bit more oomph now than that. Okay, and the next one.
That did it for me in fairness.
Yeah. And now say, by order of the Peaky Blinders. Go on.
Sorry, what was that?
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, that was better. Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good, yeah.
All right, let's move on to your actual life. Nathan, originally from Birmingham, living in Bundoran. You didn't get to watch the football last night because you've been training to be a football coach. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So there was a lot of paperwork to be doing last night to set up to become a coach for the local football team for the under-12s.
Oh, class. Yeah. That's brilliant.
It's a pretty competitive league, is the under-12s.
Yep.
Exactly.
And speaking of paperwork, Una was like up to her lugs in paperwork yesterday, coming up with songs for the Irish football team.
Yeah.
And she wanted as well to make sure that her support went 100% towards, in particular, Troy Parrott and the Republic of Ireland football team. Even stuck up pictures and posters up all over the studio here. And do you know what? And I think it's Una's fault we didn't win last night.
Oh my God, you blamed Donal now earlier on.
No,
you're blaming me.
No, turn around and look what you did.
What did I do? I said, let's give it a try. In Troy we trust.
And then what flags are there, Una? How many flags are there?
There's three flags.
And two of them are what?
Ooh.
Yeah.
What, Italian?
One of them is upside down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're supporting the Ivory Coast there, isn't it?
Oh, stop.
So, Donal and Una, you're responsible for us not going through to the World Cup finals.
Don't. Seriously, don't. I should have hit behind the couch last night. If I'd have done that, they'd have won. But anyway. All right. Oh, God. Okay. We'll get through it.
The score to beat is 5, isn't it? It is 5. So, very best of luck to you. The rules are very simple and straightforward. We're going to give you a word, and then with that word, you've got to rhyme every answer with every question we give you. Is that clear, Nathan?
Yes. Well, just before we get on to it, we just got a message in now, and from a lady that says, "Oh, jeez, this pure sexy. Get that man his own show. Doesn't matter what it's about." It's the accent. It's the Peaky Blinders accent, you see. Yeah. Say something.
Have you all had fun there? Nathan's moving back to Birmingham. It's like, yes. This doesn't happen in radio in Birmingham.
No, don't.
I'm just looking for flights.
Do you know, it's probably cheaper to fly to Birmingham than it is to drive down the road these days. Anyway, come here. All right, so you ready for your 30 seconds to start?
I am.
All right, your 30 seconds start
Look,
now.
The word is meat.
Oh, sorry.
Stop that again.
Okay, we'll stop it again. Okay. Yeah. All right, okay.
So your word is meat. M-E-A-T.
Meat.
Mm-hmm. Meat. Okay, sorry, that was my fault. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Jumped the gun. I was very excited. It was the accent that put me off. Yeah. Meat, 30 seconds start now.
Socks go on your what?
Beat.
You may dance when a song has a lively what?
Beat.
I was disqualified in the race because I tried to what?
Cheat.
I had to stand at the bus stop because there was no what?
Seat.
A public road in a city, town or village?
Straight.
If you always keep your home tidy, you like things what?
Neat.
A group of warships is a what?
Fleet.
A cereal grass grown for its grain to make flour?
Wait.
If my dog is well behaved, I give her a what?
Treat.
You got 8. Yay! That means that you have the highest score of the week, Nathan. Congratulations.
Go on, Tommy Shelby.
He's a tiger. Yeah. He's a tiger.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yes! Oh, now you're working it. Now you're working it. Love this. Nathan, congratulations.
You've won the contest.
Thanks very much.
In the store. So you ready to be revealed what's in there? All right. You got the iRadio water bottle. I don't know where you found those, Donald. Obviously, in the stores. Oh, my God. A 10-pack of Jaffa Cakes, as in, like, there's 10 Jaffa Cakes in a box. You got an iRadio pen. No Purple Snacks.
No.
Purple Snacks.
Jaffa Did you eat them all? You got an iRadio pop socket. A brand new iRadio car air freshener, which is lovely. And tickets
You should
stick
them now on the Audis in the Audi garage that you work in.
Will do.
Also, tickets to the weekend! But Una wanted to get a plug for Audi in there because she's looking for it.
I'll come down to do a test drive, okay?
No.
No bother.
No, it's not going to happen. You don't qualify to drive an Audi.
What do you mean I don't qualify to drive an Audi? You can't discriminate against me because I drive a small car.
No, your car is made by the same company that makes Audi. So, like,
really?
They make a car that size. So here's the deal. You have to consecutively park a car in between the lines for an entire week straight. And you haven't been able to do that, so... You don't qualify because you give Audi drivers a bad name. Nathan, by order the Peaky Blinders, you are this week's winner.
Well done.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. If you would like to come on and make our loins tingle, I mean, play rhyme it, you know what to do. 087-1102-107, and that's how you play. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta
rhyme it. Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
But get it off your chest took an unusual turn. This is the wildest message I think we've ever gotten in about somebody who moved in with a person who did something very unusual. And it wasn't the unusual thing that was the problem.
It was intrusive.
It was very intrusive. We had a huge reaction to this. Check it out. Who's looking to get what off the chest this morning?
Okay. A bit of a hairy one this morning. Hi guys, I've just signed a year-long lease in an apartment in Galway, and I think it might be the biggest mistake I've made.
Oh.
I'm living with a self-proclaimed artist. She's incredibly messy, and I wouldn't mind that. Like, I'd get over it. But the last night, I noticed there was a lot of hair sitting on a razor in our shared bathroom. Pretty disgusting, but again, I'd get over it. Mm. Next thing, she just bangs open the bathroom door, no knocking or anything, and just says, "Oh, there it is. I've been looking for this everywhere." She then proceeds to take the hair from the razor, place it on her nail, and place it there with glue.
Are you okay? What the hell?
Sorry.
Sorry, hang on a second. Is this his girlfriend or what the hell?
No. Flatmate. I was like, "What are you doing?" And she said it was art and a feminist protest about men expecting women to shave their bodies. I'm like, I don't expect anyone to shave their body. FYI, I'm not sure what part of her body it came from. And anyway, she did all of her nails with the hair. I'm sorry, but this has scared me. Am I overreacting? It is disgusting, isn't it? Has anybody had any similar experiences? Please share them with me. What should I do?
I am genuinely lost for words. I thought this is Mrs. But obviously not. This is his just housemate.
Yeah.
So burst into the bathroom while he's in there.
Yeah, that was wrong. That was
you can agree. So that's wrong. Okay, and then just finds the razor, plucks the hair off it, and glues them to her finger. What the hell is going on?
Well, I mean, that's
a fever dream here?
No, that's her choice. That's fine. I've no issue with that. It's her choice.
To do it in the bathroom while he's in there.
Well, she didn't shave while he was there. She glued it onto her nail as she was there.
So do it in your own room.
But maybe
whatever.
She didn't want to bring the hair into her own room.
Why do it? I'm sorry. It sounds like you're defending what she's doing.
No, I'm not. No, I'm defending.
She's empowering.
No.
I'm a woman. I am entitled to glue my hair to my fingernails.
But she is if she wants to. And that's all right. But maybe she should have done it on her own time. When her flatmate was not in the bathroom with her. And maybe she should have cleaned it up after her. And so that he wouldn't have had to witness the hair on the razor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but like, wouldn't it be a better protest if she just didn't shave at all? If that was her whole, you know, if that was her shtick, like,
yeah,
the whole, you know.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know where she needs to go with this, or where he needs to go with this, or where you need to go with it, or where I need to go with it. I can't get that image out of my head now. Her bursting into the bathroom, plucking the hairs off and gluing them to her finger. That's like, what the hell? What would you do if this was you in this situation?
And have you had anything similar? Like,
massive reaction to this person who needs to get something off their chest. They've just moved into an apartment in Galway. Year-long lease. So signed, sealed, delivered. Congratulations on finding somewhere. But their housemate, who they're not going out with. This is not a girlfriend or anything like this. Burst through the door in the bathroom. And then picked up a razor which had hair all over it, and then picked the hair off the razor and started gluing them to her fingernails. Genuinely, I didn't know what was going on when I heard this story.
It's wild.
Should this person just run for the hills, or what are you saying? 087-1102-107.
She's a bit of a looter. Like, if she's protesting about, you know, the female body standards and not shaving, why did she go to the effort of shaving to then stick that hair to her fingernails? She's an absolute nutcase. She needs to install a really good deadbolt in the bathroom and just stay away from her.
Yeah, so she did say that it was a form of art and a feminist protest about men expecting women to shave their bodies.
Yeah, but then why not just not shave?
Yeah, also, did he...
But I suppose it's her choice to do that, and if that's her way of protesting, that's totally fine.
Yeah, but like, did he go into that place renting and saying, ha-ha, look at you, you hairy oak, here's a razor. Do you know what I mean?
No, he didn't.
Then, why does he have to be subject to this madness? All right, 087-1102-107.
I'm going to read this again, okay?
Yeah.
The email we got in. Hi, guys, I've just signed a year-long lease in an apartment in Galway, and I think it might be the biggest mistake I've made in my life. I'm living with a self-proclaimed artist. She's incredibly messy. Wouldn't even mind that. Like, I'd get over it. But the last night I noticed there was a lot of hair sitting on a razor in our shared bathroom. Mm-hmm. Pretty disgusting. But again, get over it. Next thing, she just bangs open the bathroom door, no knocking or anything, and just says, "Oh, there it is. I've been looking everywhere for this." She then takes the hair from the razor, puts it on her nail, and glues it on. It was like, I was like, what are you doing? She said it was art and a protest about men expecting women to shave their bodies. FYI, I'm not sure what part of her body it came from. And anyway, she did all of her nails with the hair. Like, I never asked her to shave her body. I'm sorry, but this has scared me. Am I overreacting? It's disgusting, isn't it? Has anybody had a similar experience with a housemate?
I think I'd say whoever her ex-housemate was has had that experience. That is wild. 087-1102-107.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the questions I think need to be asked with this situation.
We're here for it.
Why is there glue or super glue in the bathroom?
Una?
I don't know whether it was super glue or glue. It was probably nail glue, and she probably brought it in with her. I don't think she left it. Listen, so I don't know.
If you're doing gel X or something like that onto your nail.
Yeah. I'm presuming, yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah, because apparently glue scares Robbie in bathrooms.
It's not something that I'd want in a bathroom.
No, you just never know what's going to get glued shut. Yeah,
fair dues.
What is she going to do? Tickling mice or something?
She could be a mouse tickler. With the little hairs on her nails. Okay.
Hello, guys. If I had a housemate like that, that was gluing hair onto their nails, I would definitely be sleeping with one eye open. That. I would get out of there. She could end up being on a documentary or something. She is definitely a few tins short of a six-pack, that doll. I'll run for my life.
Yeah, it could be a documentary type thing, couldn't it?
But listen, you know, there's quirky people out there. Do you know, there is, like, it would be a very boring world if we all wore the same dress. Do you know, that's what I say. Now, I think she just crossed boundaries by going into the bathroom while he was in there and not knocking 100%. Or anything. That was awful. That was shocking.
I think that's the biggest issue.
Me too.
That she just, like, burst into while, like, the shared bathroom, fair enough, but get a lock on that door.
Get a lock on that door, man, yeah, and just, like, whatever she wants to do with her own hair, that's fine.
Yeah, it's her own business.
It's her own body and her own hair.
Yeah, but don't be getting all up in his business.
In the bathroom.
And gluing it to yourself.
Like, 087-1102-107, what do you think?
Somebody's getting it off their chest and it's not hair.
But it's not hair, no.
Somebody else had the hairy situation. What the hell is happening in Galway? Look at that. The person finally got somewhere to rent.
Yeah, signed a year-long lease, but he didn't know he'd moved in with an artistic lady who burst in to the bathroom when he was in there and found her razor with hairs on it and proceeded to take the hairs off and glue them to her fingernails and said it was a protest about against the patriarchy. So I don't know about why should men expect women to shave their bodies? But like then I just don't understand, like, why are you shaving then? Just don't shave. Is that not a protest?
Why are you bursting into somebody's toilet in the bathroom when they're in there?
Yeah, that was wrong. I think that's the crux of the situation here.
So get it off your chest here on iRadio 087-1102-107.
Hi, I think the housemate is totally, totally wrong bursting into the door while he's in there. So wrong. I would definitely talk to the landlord. There has to be some sort of boundary. She can't just do that. That's invasion of privacy. That's everything. I would not be dealing with that now, but I would actually talk to the landlord.
Plot twist. She's the landlord.
I think the lady would want to check with her. Maybe he got it wrong about the protest. If it's the right kind of hair, no, she put it on the fingernails. Oh. It might be kind of like Brillo Petty for, you know, if she burnt a bit of porridge in the bottom of the pot. Maybe that's what she's gluing the man for. He might have it all wrong altogether. There's a good chance.
Con.
Yeah, but that doesn't... No,
that's manky.
Yeah. But we could have it wrong.
The bigger question here is, how come there's no talk about the fact that she just bust into the bathroom? Like, what was he doing? Was he getting ready to shower or using the facilities? Like, why is no one addressing the fact that she just bust into a bathroom? That's an invasion of privacy.
It is. No, yeah. We have said it. It's 100% an invasion of privacy. I think the whole gluing the nail to the hair to the nail is just, that's a sidebar.
A sidebar. But it's a strange sidebar. A significant sidebar all the same.
Which would be more worried about? If you came in and you saw her in the kitchen, she's going, hey, I'm just gluing some hair to my fingernails. What's up with that? Or if she burst into the toilet, which would be more worried about?
Bursting into the toilet, but I wouldn't be in a house where there was no lock in the toilet. That needs to change.
Yeah, very true. All right, get a lock.
So she's going around now with pubes glued to her fingernails and she's touching everything in the house.
Yeah.
Ah, septic.
Yeah. Okay, 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest. This morning was a bit of a roller coaster so far and we've a massive amount of messages coming in. So somebody, congratulations by the way, got lucky enough to get accommodation in Galway. But they've a new housemate. This new housemate is a little bit tricky. To say the least, because the housemate just burst into the door and...
She's a self-proclaimed artist. It's important to say that, okay?
This is what this housemate's saying now.
Yeah.
They're not in a relationship or anything like that.
No.
Burst into the shared bathroom door and there was a razor there with hair in it, which she proceeded to go, oh, that, I was looking for that. Took the hair off and started gluing it to her fingernails and saying that this is a, an art piece and a protest against the patriarchy and everything like that.
It's just about, like, about women having to shave their bodies. They shouldn't have to shave the hair of their bodies, right? But I just don't understand why she just doesn't go all, you know, just goes for it and doesn't shave at all. Like, fair, more power to you.
Yeah, also, stop bursting into people's bathrooms.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the boldness.
God, the hair to the nail sounds like when Una said beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer.
Beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer.
Sorry, I meant man, just get out of there.
Yeah, that's right. She said, girl, get out of there. It was man, get out of there.
Man, so get out of
it's
there.
It's a lad who's living there.
The question about the hair on the razor is, what else does she be leaving around the house? Like, if the bathroom wasn't her first place to look for hair on a razor, what's in the kitchen and the sitting room?
Didn't think about that.
No. have we an email address or a number for this person to just, maybe we can send up the I-team to help them get out of there quickly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a theory on that weird housemate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if she is only acting up to get him to move out of the apartment?
Plot twist. Oh my God. Love it.
Like, what if she actually had somebody else in mind, but he, like, bet that person to it? So now she's trying to be the housemate from hell.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get him to leave so another housemate could move in, because that's the only logical reason I could think. She's been all weird and doing it, and it just sounds like something off a movie, like a comedy movie, to get someone to move out. So yeah, that's my theory.
That is a good plot twist.
It is a good theory, but I think a lot of people out there are just quirky. They all have their own quirks. Do you know what I mean?
No.
But they are,
I'm sorry,
though.
I don't know anybody who's that quirky.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
That makes me even more frightened to be around you on my own.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
On Fridays, we like to wrap up the week with the quizzy bit where Dave and Fanula from iRadio test us on were we paying attention to what the hell was going on during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Who won though? Who got to pick the last song of the show? Was it Cooper or Una? What is happening? Because we're about to play a game, and this game is called the Quizzy Bit. Here's the dealio. David Fanula, being here at 3 o'clock here on iRadio, have given us some questions, Una.
Ooh.
And we've got a battle against each other to see who actually wins. Who knows what's been going on all week. Donald, can you please keep score of this, please.
I will, yeah.
Excellent, Grant.
Hello, Cooper and Una. It's Dave and Fanula with this week's questions.
All right, okay. Una, you ready for question one?
Yeah. Number one, which company stole Cooper's idea this week?
Oh, Tesco.
Oh, yeah, your nerdy, spreadsheet for supermarket.
I have a spreadsheet which I have.
So proud of it.
And it's in the order of the aisles of supermarkets. So when I'm making my shopping list, I can go around and just tick off as I go. And it's been revealed that on the booper that you get in Tesco, they now have something like this installed into it. So when your shopping list is in that, look at her, she's losing the plot over there. I have to explain this, isn't it? Oh, yeah. So, let's see. Am I right? Tesco card accepted. Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You're bringing your big unk energy to the show.
That doesn't make sense. That makes you look.
No. Okay. So much like man. All right.
Okay. All right.
We found out this week that a White Chicks 2 movie is in the works. What song does Latrell Spencer sing in White Chicks?
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
What song does who, what?
Latrell Spencer sing in White Chicks, the famous song from the film that he sings in the car.
Give us a hint. Is it a famous song?
Oh, gotcha.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I win.
No.
Is it da-da-da-da-da-da-da?
That was a clue, but you're supposed to have seen this.
I've never seen. I told you I haven't seen this.
I haven't seen White Chicks since it came out, Donald. I've seen it once. and when it first came out, which is like 48 years ago. So yeah. I've no idea.
We
with
did
you.
Play clips of it this week, but okay.
I don't remember. I don't remember this morning. Don't.
Go on.
I love this song.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faster than homebound. Why didn't you just say it was the song? All right, no points. Okay, Uni, ready for question three?
Mm-hmm. Number three. A live-action remake of Moana is coming. Who plays demigod of the wind and sea?
Ding, ding. The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the correct answer.
Okay, I mean, they're first with The Rock.
But Cooper dings first.
Yeah, I dinged.
I didn't know there was a ding involved.
Clearly.
I don't have a ding.
Clearly you don't.
Yeah, so exactly. Like
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. Ah, women. Women too. Men and women.
See, that's,
thank you.
That's more of it. Huh? That's more of it there. Anyway, go on.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's pretend it's one all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lad in Ireland went viral this week for wanting to bring something back to Ireland that's
ding,
disappeared.
Ding, ding, ding,
what
ding.
Is it?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, that was your dinging.
Yeah, that was me dinging. Shifton. He says he wants to bring Shifton back, and it's a great idea. He says you don't find Shifton anywhere. Shifting is a lost art. Do you ever see people shifting anymore? Because I don't.
Yes, all the time.
You see
every single
shifting?
Gig I do, like three or four gigs a week, there's people shifting. They're constantly shifting.
Are they really, though?
No, it's a figment of me imagination, isn't it? They're shifting.
Are they shifting in restaurants? Are they shifting in...
Who shifts in a restaurant?
Loads of people.
They're doing it in pubs. They're doing it in alleyways. They're doing it in clubs.
In alleyways?
Yeah, like...
On the
alleyway on the way down to the entrance of the club.
I think it's a lost art. I think we need to bring back shifting. I want to talk to this man.
Well, right now.
Well, at some stage. Donal, get this man on and we'll bring shifting back. I'm bringing shifting back.
And we'll do a demonstration with him to the proper way to shift. Are you right?
We need to bring back shifting, lads. Okay, we do. I was having this conversation with my friends last night. We need to bring back shifting. Nobody's shifting on nights out anymore.
I completely disagree. People are shifting.
I haven't seen shifting in nights in how long?
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
You did an amazing job.
I'm so... far more knowledgeable than you are.
And so far more competitive.
I am not.
You are the most competitive person I know.
I actually amn't.
You are.
Is amn't a word?
It is now.
I amn't.
You get it in the health food aisle. amn't milk.
It's not from Kerry. It's bred into us. Tis in the water.
Something in the water, that's for sure. All right, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you Monday. And also, don't forget our best bits on Sunday on iRadio from 9 a.m. Cooper Noon on a Sunday. See ya.
Bye.